Hallelujah. Well, let's pray, and we're going to get into the Word of God today. How many believe that the Word of God is God speaking to you? How many believe that? Amen. Let's put our faith out. See, if we'll go into the Word of God with faith, then He will speak to us. He will speak to you. When I read my Bible, I like to say, Lord, open my eyes. Help me to see all that you have for me. Amen. I'd like to say that to him. I say, Lord, I don't want to just read the Bible, but I want to let it speak to my heart and speak to me. Hallelujah. Let's turn to Psalm 118 for a moment. I'm going to pray and we'll get started here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalm 118. Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you that you would speak to us, Lord, through this vessel, Lord God, that the words will be from you, Holy Spirit, that you will teach us, open our eyes, open our hearts, Lord, that we can receive truth from your word and feed our spirits today, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Worship you. Thank you, Father. Well, Psalm 118, verse 19. We're starting at 19 through 24. I'm going to read that first and we'll get rolling here. It says, the Lord has Psalm 118. Is that right? Verse 19. Open to me the gates of the righteous. I will put in them and I will, gates of the righteous, I will go into them and I will praise the Lord. The gate of the Lord into which the righteous shall enter. I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me and art become my salvation. The stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I want us to see this morning here, he talks about the salvation of the Lord and them opening the gate of the righteous. To me, the gates of righteousness, he's going to open. I will go into them. I will, first of all, praise the Lord. Why are they going into the gate of the righteousness? Here the Lord is giving us something. Verse 24, this is the day. And the message this morning could be called, this is the day. Or we could say, the day of God's salvation. Now, when we begin to look into the Word of God, we see that it says here, it talks about the head of the corner. Hallelujah. That Jesus is that cornerstone. Matthew 21:42 says, Jesus said unto them in Matthew 21:42, we got Luke 20:17 and Mark 12:11. All three of these say about the same thing. But Matthew 21:42, Jesus said unto them, did you never read in the scriptures, the stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Now he's quoting here from the 118th chapter of Psalm. And as we move into this, we see that Jesus Christ became the head of the corner. In Luke 20, verse 17, he said to them, he said, what is this then that is written? The stone which the builders rejected, the same became the head of the corner. And also in Mark 12:10, it says, and have not ye read the scripture? The stone which the builders rejected is become, what? The head of the corner. Three places here in the New Testament that each of these have quoted from Psalm 118. And this is the stone, Acts 4. Let's go to Acts 4 for a minute. I'm just kind of setting a little foundation here. I want us to realize that the day of the Lord could mean a day, a time. It doesn't necessarily mean a day of the week, right? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, no. But a time frame, such as today, we might look back and we might say, oh, back in grandmother's day, back in, you know, or sometimes we say that today, in our day or in our time, during this time period is what he's talking about. And he's referring to the day of the Lord. And what is the day of the Lord is what I want to look into. Acts chapter 4, verse number 11, it says, this is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. And verse 12 says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Hallelujah. So there is no other name. There is no other way. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Hallelujah. This is the day of salvation. This is the time in which Jesus has said, I have come. I have opened the gate. I am the door that you can walk into the sheep gate. I am now the way, the truth, the life. There is no other way. There is not another gospel. There is not another way into the kingdom. He said, I am the head of the corner. I am the one that has formed you. I am the one that has called you. I am the one that has paid the price for you. And he is the head of the corner. And we are built upon the foundation, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20 says, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being what? The head cornerstone. He is the head. He is the chief. He is the one that has paid the price. And here, when we look back here, it says here, when we looked at Psalm 8, verse 24, it says, this is the day the Lord has made. We will what? Rejoice and be glad in it. Now, a lot of times we say that, but do we remember the day of the Lord? Do we remember what the day of the Lord is? The day of the Lord is when Jesus Christ came and paid the price and the penalty for your sin and has opened the door and said, all may come in. All has been forgiven. Men's sin was wiped away. Sin is not really the problem, but it's the rejection of the one that brought the way, which is Jesus. That's the biggest problem we have today. You see, sin's problem was paid for. How many know sin is paid for? Sin was laid upon Jesus. He became sin for us that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. But Jesus Christ, the cornerstone, is necessary to know because it shows that he is, that this is now, today, right now, today is the day of the Lord. It is the day that he has come and we are glad. How many are glad for your salvation today? I know I'm talking about Jesus, but this is important. Because we've received an inheritance in him. We were in, what, Romans 8 last week. We taught all about Romans 8 there. But there toward the end, let's turn over there real quick. Hallelujah. I feel a little fired up today. I don't know why, but I do. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. He's moving in us. Hallelujah. But verse 17 of Romans 8 says this. It says, okay, let's start in 16. It says, the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are, what, the children of God. And if children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. Hallelujah. How many know that we have an inheritance? You have an inheritance in Christ. We have an inheritance from him. We have an inheritance that he has given in the day of the Lord. This is the day of the Lord today. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. See, they were looking forward to the day when Jesus came and moved into man. We were talking last week about the greater one that lives in, right? We talked about us being born again, the spirit of man, which is alive to God. And why is it alive to God today? Because Jesus came to live on the inside of man. He made us what? Sons and daughters. We became His very own. He cleansed us, made us new, gave us His righteousness, gave us His health, gave us His strength, gave us His ability. He came and moved on the inside of us. And here it talks about the day of the Lord, or the salvation of God. Salvation refers to deliverance. It refers to healing. It can refer to preservation, safety, a soundness, and to His provision. How many know He made salvation all-inclusive? When you got born again, you received more than just a cleansing from sin. You received Jesus who came and moved in. He brought forth healing for you. He brought forth deliverance for you. He has brought forth prosperity for you. He has said, I am yours and you are mine and we are one together because I came and made my home in you. I called you to be a son. I called you to be a daughter of God. I called you to walk with me, not to hide, not to run away, but to come and commune one-on-one with me every single day. Every day you can come boldly to the throne of grace. Why? Because His grace is sufficient for you. He paid the price, and the devil's power was broken over you. You are delivered, and you've been set free. There's a greater one that lives in you and lives in me. We're walking forward into a place in Him as we continue to pray, and we continue to seek, and we continue to fast. We continue to read His Word. We continue to worship Him. We continue to build our spirit, man. What? Above this flesh-ruled man, this body, which was declared dead 2,000 years ago at that cross. He declared your body dead. When you got born again, you became a new person in Him. You're not the same old sinner saved by grace. I know we talked about it today. We sang the song, How Marvelous His Love. You know, it says, hey, one that was condemned, we're no longer condemned. We've been made free through Jesus' blood at Calvary. Hallelujah. That's the good news. That's why His love is so marvelous. How could He see man? How could He see the human race? He saw the human race and He said, yes, they are condemned. The Bible says if we don't believe, you're condemned already. But we are free. We are free in Christ. We've been made new. We got a new spirit on the inside. And Jesus, who is the head of the corner. Hallelujah, because there's salvation. Verse 12, Acts 4:12. I know where I am. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Because why? This is, verse 12, the day of the Lord. Acts 4:12. Hallelujah. It is the day of the Lord. I know, usually I'm really not preaching too much, but I'm preaching today. Hallelujah. There's not that salvation in any other. This is the day of the Lord. We said Ephesians chapter 2 verse 20 that there's not another foundation. We're doing our best. We're building upon the foundation of the apostles, the prophets, Jesus Christ, the chief cornerstone. What did He say to His disciples when He sent them forth? He said, I want you to go into all the world and make disciples, what? Declaring to them those things which I've taught you. The same things I've taught you, disciples, I want you to declare to everyone. And so it is our goal, it is our purpose to be like Jesus, to declare what He said, to declare through the open door that He gave by Him coming and making the day of salvation today, giving us access to that throne of grace, giving us access to Him. When He moved in, Satan moved out. When He moves in, joy comes. Hallelujah. How many know the day of salvation is a time of rejoicing? It's something to be thankful for. Hallelujah. So, 1 Peter chapter 2. Glory to God. Let's go over there. Well, I had my things. I didn't mark my verses today. Hallelujah. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 4. Am I making sense to you this morning? Are you understanding today that today is the day of salvation? This is a time to be glad. Rejoice and be glad in it. He's talking a little bit about joy today. We're going to be getting over there, but I'm giving you the foundation of why are we happy. Have you ever seen anybody rejoice in the Lord and they didn't know what they were happy about? Well, why are you rejoicing in the Lord? Well, He saved me. Well, that's good. But why are you really rejoicing in the Lord? You see the inheritance that we have been given. Do we see everything that He has provided? Do we see that salvation is a total package? It's more than just salvation from sin, more than just being born again, but to walk with Him in righteousness and holiness, and we can have a relationship that we can come boldly anytime we please to that throne of grace and begin to inquire of Him and receive the answer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Father, hallelujah. Chapter 2, verse 4. Hallelujah. Praise God. For if God spared not, 1 Peter 2, 4. I don't know what my deal is today with my scriptures, but I'll read them off of here. I printed it out here. So. 1 Peter 2, 4. To whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. You also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believes on him shall not be confounded. How many don't want to be confounded today? You don't want to be lost today. You don't want to be in the dark today. But he says, I have come. I have made unto you, unto us. He said, there's a living stone. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Chosen are you. Precious are you in his sight. And you also being what? That lively stone. We're built up. We are a spiritual house. And we know here we've been teaching and been saying, how do we what? Build up our own house by what? Praying in the Holy Ghost, right? We continue to seek Him. We continue to worship Him. We continue in that fellowship and we allow our house to continue to be built. But we have a house. This is the day, not some day of the week, but it is the day of salvation. It is the time that Jesus has come. He has set in order for us to be able to what? Preach that gospel. We can each now reach one. Why? Because the door is open. The way has been made. Hallelujah. We want to say here now, hallelujah. Maybe I'm not wrong. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. All right. Acts, there's salvation. We said, okay, salvation, of course, we already declared. Number one, salvation was what? It is deliverance from safety. It is safety, preservation, healing, soundness. It is all inclusive. It is our provision. It is all that God is. And I thank God that it is a day of deliverance. It is a day of safety. It is today is the day of preservation right now. It's the day that friends, you know, sometimes we get around and we say, well, I look around and I see some Christians and I say, well, maybe they're sad because they lost all their friends. Because the Bible says this is good news. The gospel is good news. Hallelujah. You think they lost all their friends and they're sad. Maybe, you know, maybe they see that God hasn't delivered us, but maybe they think they're still bound. But Jesus said, we've been set free. And sometimes the door is open and we got to walk out. Amen. We've got to walk that deliverance out. We've got to walk our freedom out. All right. So not only is there safety, not only is there deliverance, not only is there preservation and healing in God, there's many other things. Amen. I'm so glad. The Bible says what? This is the day that the Lord has made. We will what? Rejoice and be glad in it. Why? Because he delivered me. Because he keeps us in his safety. Because he preserves me. Because he has healed me. because He has provided for me. Glory to God. It is all inclusive in this day, and I and you may rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. If we know this truth, then we can act upon that truth. We can act upon what Jesus has provided. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A lot of times people want to come and be healed. But many times in Jesus' ministry, Luke 5:15, He said they came to what? Hear and be healed. And a lot of times we want to be healed, but do we want to hear? Do we want to really listen to what God has said? You see, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And when we hear God's Word as we are today, we're realizing this is the day of salvation, that I have some things in Him, that I have an inheritance from God. That inheritance includes healing. That inheritance includes that deliverance. That inheritance includes everything that we could ever face in this life. It includes soundness of mind, preservation, that safety, all that God wants us to have in Him. Hallelujah. And everything that Christ is in us begins to move forward as we continue to surrender our lives to Him. Now, we can forfeit God's best by not rightly discerning the Lord's body. Did you know that? Anybody here? You need healing in your body. Sometimes we need healing in our body. Hallelujah. If you're here today, we'll pray for you. Praise God. We'll believe God with you. Hallelujah. People know, we know that truth, but we can forfeit that. You say, well, how do you forfeit it? Well, it says in the Bible, if we don't discern the Lord's body. And the Lord's body is twofold, right? Number one is that Christ's body was broken for our healing. Sometimes I understand. Some people aren't healed. They just don't have the knowledge. They don't know God will heal them. That's true. But there's other things also. Sometimes we know that. But we have to discern that Jesus bore that sickness. He became what? Sick for us. We have to recognize His broken body for our healing. And secondly, the Lord's body is the church. And we need to discern the Lord's body and walk in love. Forgive, right? Amen. Walk in love. Walk in forgiveness. And so toward, other people, toward our fellow workers, we have to be careful. The Lord has put this on my heart. We have to be careful to walk in the love of God. Walking and not walking in love can cost us some things with God. It can hold back. Why? Not because God doesn't want to give it. He wants to surrender it unto you. But the Bible says if our heart condemns us. See, when we're not really walking in love, we're holding unforgiveness in our heart. Then really our heart is condemning us, our own heart. We have to forgive. We have to let go. We have to walk in what's good toward another man. He says, love does no ill to his neighbor. And if we're doing ill or holding ill will against our neighbor, it can keep us from receiving some of the things of God. Is there any place in my life? You said, well, are you walking in perfect love? I'm doing my best to walk in love. And we said, well, how do I know if I'm walking in love? Well, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, Paul gives us a great description of the love of God. That it what? Endures long and is patient in time. Never envious, does not boil over with jealousy. It is not, it doesn't boil over with jealousy. Amen. Hallelujah. It's not self-seeking, not touchy or fretful, does not display itself haughtily. It's not what? Easily provoked. There's many things to the love of God. And the love of God is where He moved in. His love moved in. You became the love child of the love of God in that day of salvation. He is that day. He is that door. But you and I received Him. He brought you in as a son, birthed you, made you His own, and gave us that inheritance. And part of that is the healing of God. But, there are things that can hinder us. God warns us, don't be what? What can hinder money from coming to you? Becoming covetous. Anybody ever seen that? He said the love of money is what? The love of money. I didn't say money. The love of money is the root of what? All evil. And if we love money more than we love God, then we have a problem. If we love anyone more than we love God, we have a problem. Even our husband and wife, right? Our sons and daughters. He said, if you want to be my disciple and walk after me, we must love him, period, number one. We have to give him our everything. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, glory to God. The next thing I have on here also, besides those things that we've already said, is God's also given us what? Dominion. He's given us dominion. Romans chapter 6, verse 14. Romans 6:14. Hallelujah. I know I'm going kind of fast today. I'm going to try to slow down here a minute. Praise the Lord. Romans 6:14. Praise the Lord. For sin shall not have what? Dominion over you. For you're not under law, but you're under grace. Sin can no longer lord itself over us. We are servants to whom we obey. Verse 15, what then shall we sin because we're not under law, but under grace? God forbid, or by no means. Know you not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. So here we see again, dominion. We have dominion. We've got the choice. See, a sinner is bound. He's bound to the law of sin and death. But we've received what? The law of the Spirit of life in Christ. And we are no longer bound to sin. We don't have to walk in sin. We can walk free of sin. You said, well, completely free? Yes, absolutely. Because our nature's been changed. You received what? The nature that Jesus had in when he was alive here on the earth. And in that nature is that new life. The life of God moved in. I'm alive to God. I'm no longer bound to that sin, and I don't have to walk into it. I am now free to yield myself into obedience unto righteousness that God has given me through Jesus Christ. Amen. Through him, being that this is the day the Lord has made, and we can rejoice, and we should rejoice. Why? We've been made free. Uh-oh. Every time I talk about that freedom, I keep saying that, but that brings us to another place. Freedom brings that responsibility, doesn't it? Freedom brings a responsibility. And a lot of times, I think it's so wonderful, you know. Sometimes people sit and they spout about how free, what freedom they have. Well, I've got this, or what right they have. I've got the right to do this or that. You know, you can be right and still be wrong. What? Yeah, you can be right. You have certain rights. There, God gave us rights, and you have certain rights in this, in under the what? Constitution of Canada, under the nation of Canada, living in this land, we have certain rights. We have, thank God, we've got the right to freely assemble and preach the gospel. Hallelujah! How many are glad for that? Amen. We exercise that, but how many know? Sometimes we can be absolutely right. Well, God said that I'm free. I can do what I want. Yeah, you sure can. But there's consequences to what you do. You got that right. You've been set free. You have the right to, the Bible, we just read that, you can go after disobedience if you want to. You can go your own way. You can do what you want because you've been set free. Or you can say, I'm going to be a servant to righteousness. You can go into sin or you can go into righteousness, but we've got to understand there's consequences. When sometimes we say, well, I got the right. I can do this. I'm going to tell him off. I've got the right to do that. Yeah, you do. You've got the freedom. You've got the right in a sense. In that sense, that's the freedom. But how many know there's consequences? Have you ever said, you know, I went back to that. I bought this car one time. He said, oh, it's under warranty, bumper to bumper. You know, so I go back to get my warranty. And I had gotten a flat tire on this brand new, you know, almost new car, and the tires were brand new. I got a flat tire, and it totally ruined the tire. The tire just kind of blew out, And I thought, man, that's crazy. But, you know, it can happen. So I took it back, and I'm talking to him about the warranty. And I said, well, now under this, you said it's covered bumper to bumper. Well, sir, that's true. It's covered bumper to bumper, but you didn't buy the warranty for the tires. That was $8 more. $8. You know, I thought, wow, I didn't buy the tire warranty. And I said, nah, but you told me it's covered bumper to bumper. And of course, you know, I let him know. I said, you know, I'm going to tell you, you need to put a new tire on here. That's not right. You said the wrong thing. And maybe I'm right. Maybe I'm right in what I said. I may have said, you know, I said, hey, you know, you should stand behind because that's what you told me. Yes, sir. That's what we told you. But this is not covered in it. And then they show you the fine print that you signed. But they made sure to tell you, you know, everything's covered. Don't worry about it. This is a good warranty. And so I was a little upset. And I should not have done that. You said, why? I may have had that right. But I lost my witness to that man. I'll never be able to share Jesus with him. Maybe somebody else can reach him. But I lost my opportunity. And that hurts me more than any tire. That hurts somebody. See, there's a consequence when we don't obey into righteousness. When we allow our freedom to take us in places we shouldn't go. And we didn't allow the love of God to show. We might have won. Maybe I even would have got a new tire. Even if they put a new tire on it. I didn't win. I lost. Even though maybe I was right in what he said. Maybe I was right. And maybe they should have come through. Nevertheless, we are free in Christ. This is the day the Lord has made. He's given us that dominion. He's given us that ability to choose. Thanks be to God the Father. He's made us what? Partakers. Colossians 1:12. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. He said in verse 13, Colossians 1:13, 12:13, who has delivered us from the power of darkness. He's translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Or if we look at the Amplified, it says this, giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified us to fit, has qualified and made us fit to share the portion which is the inheritance of the saints, God's holy people in the light. The Father has delivered and drawn us to himself out of the control and dominion of darkness. He's translated us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. How many are glad you've been translated? You've been changed. You've come out from under the dominion of darkness and put into the kingdom of light. And of course, right here in Colossians, the next chapter over, Colossians 2:15, we've been talking about authority, but here in 2:15, hallelujah, he said, "And having spoiled the principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it." Triumphing over the enemy. How many know this is the day of the Lord? This is the day that he has made. This is the time of salvation. This is the time of freedom. This is the time of inheritance. That we can walk in what he has promised us. That we can seek and come boldly to that throne of grace and receive together. Why? We've seen this before. We saw this when we were talking about authority. Yes, this is authority too. Realizing and recognizing the inheritance that he has promised you and I that we can walk in and day out because we are free. He said, I set you free. The law of the Spirit of life has moved into you. He set you free from that law of sin and death. And it can no longer dominate us. It can no longer hold us back. And all of sin's friends, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. How many are glad today in the house? How many know Philippians 4:4 says, rejoice in the Lord, right? And again, I say, rejoice, Paul said, as he wrote from the prison, you know, and he was writing to the Philippians from a prison where he was what? Waist deep in human dung. Under that place, that's where the sewer, they would put all the prisoners down there where the sewer ran through, and it would go up and down. But Paul was a Roman citizen, and he had a certain right, which he exercised. He was allowed to write letters. So he wrote to the Philippians, rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say rejoice. Don't worry about me. Thanks for standing with me. But there is a day to rejoice. This is the day of the Lord has made. We will what? Rejoice and be glad in it. How many are going to get a hold of all that God's given you? Amen. How many are going to rejoice that He has supplied things for you? How many are glad that He didn't just leave you on the earth and didn't help you? Amen. He gave you the ability. We can go forward in Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for your word today. I'm just kind of stopping right there. We could go on a long way. Hallelujah. But Jesus paid the way. Thank you for what Jesus did. Thank you for making us your sons and daughters. Thank you for the inheritance that we have received, Lord. Where you moved in, you didn't leave us to ourselves, but you gave us a helper, the Holy Spirit Himself, to guide us, to lead us, to help us through. Father, we're so thankful to you that you have sent Jesus and that He is that door. He is that way. He has made it, and this is the day of the Lord. This is the day that salvation is available and can be brought and found by all, Father. We thank you for that. We give you the glory for it, Lord. And we want to walk with you into that inheritance, Lord. We want to allow you to walk, that we will allow us, Lord, that you have allowed us to come to walk with you. We want to walk with you. We want your will. We want your purposes, your plans for our lives. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.